This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. For many U.S. families, the college application process is stressful. Selecting the right range of schools is important, but a student's future can hinge on a family's ability to navigate the financial aid landscape. Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur Monk joins us to lay out a few key tips for understanding terminology, comparing financial aid packages, and knowing how to accept or decline all or part of a package. So Cheryl, College Decision Day is May 1st, and that's going to sneak up on families pretty quickly. You point out in your story in the Wall Street Journal the importance of students and families doing their homework and understanding key terms, especially there's a lot of alphabet soup out there.
Yes, there is, JR. I did some research looking at various letters that the acceptance letters that families receive, and they're all over the board. Some of them are just so hard to read. It would be so much easier if there were one standard that everybody had, but that just doesn't exist nowadays, or at least it doesn't exist yet. It may at some point. Students and families really need to be familiar with the basic financial lingo. One term is cost of attendance, which is an estimate of what the school will cost. But not all schools include the same things in this cost of attendance, so it's really important to know what you're looking at. Another term that people might come across is EFC, expected family contribution. It's a figure that's calculated using the financial information families provide in what's called the FAFSA, the Free Application for Financial Student Aid, which is the long way of saying it. And some families think that this EFC is going to be what they're actually going to pay, but it really could be more or less, and in some cases, significantly so. It really depends, and again, that's why you need to understand the terms that you're looking at.
Okay, and a lot of this is spelled out in your story in the Wall Street Journal, and you know, not all financial aid packages are the same. It's important for recipients to understand what percentage of aid is, for example, a loan, and what is a gift. So that means some of that money might not have to be paid back.
That's correct. If you get a scholarship or a grant, you're not expected to pay that back, but a loan you do need to pay back, and the loan terms can be very different depending on the kind of loan. You really want to look, if you have a very large package, if it's mostly loans, it might not be as good as a different school's package. Students need to take care when they look at the price of a school or the cost of a school, and a more expensive school could actually end up being less expensive if the school offers a better package, especially if there's more grant and scholarship money involved.
And there's another category of aid available, and it has to do with work study, a student being able to work on campus. And that's another category that families really do need to be aware of.
Students really have to think long and hard about whether they'll be able to fulfill the duties of the job. Freshmen especially want to consider this because when they're going into a new situation, there's a lot of factors. It may be a new place they're living. It's a whole new life or way of life. And then that can play into whether a student can handle the job responsibilities.
All right. We're speaking with Cheryl Winokur Monk via Skype, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've all got one. You've got one. I've got one. An opinion. We'd like to hear your opinion about our podcast. Head to wsj.com/survey and help us improve our podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Cheryl, just to make things nice and confusing, many schools offer financial aid packages that look very different from each other, and that can result in errors and misunderstandings. The College Board actually has some tools that can help families and students connect the dots between plans.
Yes, you can go do it right online, and you can plug in the name of the school and all the different options that they give you, and you can kind of get an apples-to-apples comparison over what the schools are offering. There's some people who want to do it the old-fashioned way as well, and you can do that with your own spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, or even on paper, as long as you're comparing apples to apples. That's the really important part.
And that's a website that's run by the College Board. and it is called bigfuture.org. And finally, Cheryl, students don't have to accept all of an award package being offered, and they need to let a school know that, but they should also let a school know if there has been some sort of significant change in a family's financial profile.
That's correct. So let's say that you fill out your FAFSA in October, and in November or December, a family member loses a job, or there's some other circumstance. Colleges don't necessarily or don't automatically know that. So you can tell the financial aid office that you've had a change. You shouldn't assume that they won't give you more aid if you ask for it.
So they might actually tailor the aid package based upon the changing situation of a student and that student's family.
Absolutely. It's no guarantee that something will change, but it certainly never hurts to ask. And if there's some reason you don't get what you consider a large enough package, you can ask about it. And that's one of the things that financial aid administrators will tell you is don't be afraid to pick up the phone and ask if you have any questions, concerns, anything at all, because you just may end up with, number one, answers to your questions and also maybe even more money.
And Cheryl, I guess that, you know, there must be funds left on the table because people don't know what questions to ask, which might allow them to really cash in on money that could fit their situation.
It's true that many people don't know what questions to ask, and financial aid administrators really do recommend that people who do have questions get in touch with them. The other thing to consider is that if the school doesn't give you or isn't able to fulfill your entire need, there are other options such as private scholarships, a federal Direct Plus loan for parents, or private loans. Now, there are other considerations when you're dealing with a private loan. However, parents should know these exist because these award letters don't always say it. They might, but they don't always.
All right, so it's a lot of homework on the part of the students and for the parents as well. That's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk joining us via Skype. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Join the Wall Street Journal May 8th through the 10th in New York City for our first ever Future of Everything Festival. This 3-day event will bring together innovators and experts with ambitious leaders, entrepreneurs, and students who are all shaping the future. The festival will include 12 themed sessions covering the future of money, cities, medicine, artificial intelligence, food, transportation, and more. Attendees will hear from over 80 renowned speakers and visionaries, including PayPal CEO Dan Shulman and international chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov, with access to innovative product demos, exhibits, and unique experiences throughout New York City. To learn more and buy tickets, visit us at foefestival.wsj.com.